Monday, 5th of December, 2011. A date with significance for Oroville Radio. It's our 7th birthday. Featured today is an interview with Andrea, Oroville Radio's founder.
Yes, today is our 7th birthday. And I'm very happy to celebrate with all of you that you have made it finally, because the project has started by an idea of me. But finally, I'm more a coordinator than just a director or something like that. I feel myself in this kind of role more as a person that put together person and the energies of this person to make it happen, this Oroville Radio.
Well, that's true, Andrea, but without you, it wouldn't have happened. You've had such a great input of energy and aspiration and holding it together in times of trouble. And now, what about the difference between the beginning and today?
But the differences are quite evident for the people that are working in this place, because 7 years ago, we began with a laptop and one microphone. And now, thanks of a lot of efforts and a lot of helps that we received from Teaching Desire and Fund for World Educational, we got equipment, and now we have a little studio where we can start to make the project of the FM station. In a few months, we will be able to make the application, and probably in 1 year, we will have the answer from the Indian government for this kind of request that we are going to file.
What's going to be the difference for the people who listen to Oroville Radio worldwide when we have an FM band as opposed to now online radio?
Probably there will be a double offer. One, it will be probably the same kind of streaming and kind of radio that we have done till now in the Oroville Radio website. And we will have probably another website or something included in the actual one that is dedicated for the live broadcast of the FM station. And we will have most probably an archive like we have actually in the programs that we produce, where the people, they can listen what we have broadcast maybe in the same day or the day before. And this in the internet for sure. A big change it will be for the local population, I mean the resident of Oroville and the surrounding villages, because with this project of the FM station, we will have the opportunity to communicate with a larger number of people that are residing in the bioregion in Oroville.
It's an exciting prospect.
Yes, exciting, and probably we will have the same success of the FM station, of the internet station, if we will be able to put all the efforts that we have done till now all together in the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Andrea, there's a question that's often asked of me. How many people listen to Oroville? And I usually say, well, not as many in Oroville itself, but quite a few worldwide. What do you think?
We have statistics that we check quite regularly, and we have quite a lot of people of Oroville. I mean, quite a lot. It's always an amount of person that is limited due to the fact that they have to be connected with the internet, so it's technologically limited, this kind of Oroville radio, for the fact that technology has its limit. More or less, we have something like 4,000 listeners every month going in the Oroville Radio website, downloading and listening and everything. And half of them, they come from India, and half of the Indian are from Oroville and the Pondicherry bioregion.
And the other portion of that 4,000 are Europeans or North Americans or Africans or what?
I mean, the last trend is we have a little bit growth of United States that is on the second ranking. And third, we have France. And after, we have, I believe, Italy and Germany, European national mainly, because Oroville has a lot of European person. Sadly, the African region and the South America are very little represented, and also part of Asia is missing in this kind of picture. But we hope that in the coming months and years, we will have more catchment also in these regions.
What do you see for the future? What's your aspiration for Oroville Radio for the future besides the FM radio?
The main aspiration is to make this kind of project open to all the people they would like to share something about their feelings and their expertise and experience in Auroville, because this project is to make a community radio, so finalists belong to the community, not as an idol, but as a practical fact. So my wish for the future is to have more people from Auroville involved in this project, not only because we have more programs, but because we have more opportunity to communicate what is the feeling of the community, and that make maybe the community understanding himself more easily, because the fact that we know, it means that we have the power to change.
Today is also the anniversary of the passing of Sri Aurobindo. Hear these words now from Nirodh Baran. Sri Aurobindayan went into Mahasamadhi in 1950 and left the world at 1:26 a.m., and by morning his entire body was seen to be suffused with a golden crimson hue, so fresh and magnificent, lifting all present from the pall of gloom to a mute wonder. This supramental light remained for 5 full days. Many people witnessed the magnificent and unique phenomenon. A mortal body generally shows signs of decomposition within 24 hours, but for 5 days, Sri Aurobindo's body remained intact. Then gradually, on 9th of December, the light began to fade, and in the evening, the body was put into a rosewood box and laid to rest in the ashram courtyard under the cool shade of the service tree. We honor with gratitude this great avatar who has given us more than can be told. The construction of the Savitri Bhavan Road, which will link the Bharat Nevis Gate to the paved road built by Martanda some 4 years ago, is underway and will be ready to receive the marathon runners on 22nd of February. And this good news on the housing shortage topic. Line of Force Housing Project has conditional site permission for a first phase for 75 inhabitants. The location will be from the Portus Distribution Center to Pratna. The project holder's motivation? To accelerate the building of her city as a gift from her. And the Kalpana Housing Project is a phased development of 64 apartments to be located between Arati, Grace, and the cycle path. The architect Mona is working on a layout proposal. The different phases of the progress of work will be presented and available to interested parties before being submitted for building application. Kalpana project holder's motivation? A well-integrated planning that takes into account the well-being of man and nature. And this from Sri Aurobindo. They explained the evil in the world by saying that Satan had prevailed against God. But I think more proudly of my beloved. I believe that nothing is done but by his will, in heaven, in hell, on earth, or on the waters. Mother's commentary? In the Supreme, opposites are reconciled and complement each other. It is division in the manifestation which has made them into opposites. But once one's consciousness is united to the divine consciousness, opposition disappears. We've been listening to Auroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone. In studio today, Andrea, Gilles, Miriam, and Yahalom. Direct your queries and comments to auroville.org. And thanks for listening.